We're going to continue here in Ubikashta Misham, in the middle of chapter 7, which in the original Hebrew version is the equivalent of chapter 9. We hope to finish the chapter today. Last we spoke about the integration and the necessity for both the natural consciousness and the revelational consciousness. The Rav says the following: Ratza Elokim ki ha'adam ki yitzur tiv'i im todato ha'tiv'it yavodoto. It's the divine will that man, as a natural being, with his natural awareness, worship Hashem. Ha'adam tzarich la'avod et baro lo rak mitoch regesh kfiya u'gzera mukhletet. Man is meant to serve his Creator not only from the perspective of being forced to do so. It's a decree, an absolute decree that's coerced upon him. Lo rak mitoch atzvut umara, not only from a sense of emotional sadness and fear, ela mitoch ritzia ushifa spontanit, ashirut hagvanim misamachet et halev. Man is meant to serve God out of a feeling of desire. He wants to serve God. It's a spontaneous aspiration on his part. And it gladdens the heart. And this, the Rav coins in the Pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, which is in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf. HaTorah tzivta avodat Hashem b'simcha mitoch gaguim v'kisufim. Man longs for Hashem. He longs to serve Him. He yearns for Hashem. Al avodah mitoch ta'anug v'yosher. Serving God of a sense of enjoyment, fortune, how lucky we are to serve Hashem. Hana'a b'li mitzarim v'chemdat ha'nefesh. A certain sense of pleasure and delight in serving Hashem. Obviously, a pleasure of the soul, but it's unlimited. Kshadam einenu ro'et Elokim, ve'einenu ma'gish et nochechuto b'chol makom asher yifneh. If man doesn't perceive God everywhere, if he doesn't feel like his whole life is surrounded, every minute of his life is connected to God, if he doesn't feel the gentle touch of God, the presence of God, Elohu choshev al Elokim rak mitoch yirat ha'onesh v'seichel tzonen, if his thoughts about God are only out of a fear of punishment and cold intellect, lelo achsteza, without ecstasy, gil, joy vitlavut and enthusiasm, the Rav here is describing a cold kind of service of God. Detached. It lacks feeling. It lacks enthusiasm. And therefore it's incomplete. Kshepulotavu masav nitulei neshama. If there's no neshama in his actions, pnimiyoto v'chiyunuto hema, there's nothing coming from the innards of a person, he doesn't feel it's part of his very essence, then pgumim hema chayav hadatiim, his religious life is defective, it's incomplete. Im ein adam miyuda Elokim tamid, if man is not totally aware of God on a constant basis, if b'li hafsei kol shu im eino mitalechet Elokim b'chol drachav or chotav, if he doesn't feel the sense of God with him constantly in all his paths, in all his ways, im eino chash et maga Elokim sheyesh bo min hanechama v'aidud al ktefo hakafuf, if man doesn't feel the touch of God, if he doesn't feel the comfort and the encouragement that God gives him, if he lives a lonely life, as far as his relationship with Almighty God is, Ein avodato shlema. His service of Hashem is not complete. Kshadam mitmaker l'kiyum asketi. Asketi means ascetic. In other words, if he moves away from life because he's totally dedicated to the ascetic existence, mitoch hesech hadat mitikun tevel umloa, he's not interested. He's not connected with the world at large, the reality, the concrete reality, and trying to rectify it, improve it. Tikun tevel umloa. Mishuvo shel olam, he's not interested in settling the world. He's not at all involved. Umitipul b'tzarchei hagufa hanefesh hanetunim b'tchum ha-metziyut ha-mamashit. He's totally disconnected from physical needs of the world or psychological needs of the world. Then his religious worship is incomplete. Ein datiyuto mu'ula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivah lo la'adam lishtatef b'shtalshelut ha'historit ha'chevratit. Man is commanded by God to participate in the historical development of society, b'hitpatchut ha'mada'it technologit, to participate in the development of the scientific technological world, k'dei lehitiv la'adam, to improve man's lot. Kol ha'paresh min ha'metziut, anyone who removes himself, separates himself from reality, po'el b'nigud litzav ha'borei, he undermines and vitiates the divine command. Uridu ba'aretz v'kivshua. This was a major topic, a theme of the Rav's Lonely Man of Faith that we spoke about last year. Hatodah tiv'it shenitna lo min ha'borei, this natural awareness which was given to him by the Creator, he mekar gagu'ei ha'adam li'ein sof ulenetzach, is the source for the longing, the yearnings of man for infinity and for eternity. Mimena, from this natural consciousness, nov'im rikshot simchavit pa'alut, there flows forth feelings of joy and enthusiasm. Mimena shotef uba zerem ha'osher, this is the source from which flows forward the feelings of joy, of happiness. Osher means a person feeling happy in life. And the Rav calls it a zerem, like a stream of water. Hametikut, the sweetness. Shebachayim, in life. Vehi, and this consciousness, dochefet et adam, projects man forward. Lishtatef, lishtatfut, ulishtalvut, to participation and integration, betalich ha-yitzira mamashit, in the process of real, concrete creation. Man is meant to be a partner with God in creation. Hi ha-omeret la-adam, it is this natural consciousness that calls out with a clarion calling to man, litkadem, to progress, la'alot u'litalot, climb forward, higher and higher, participate in creation. Halacha beskem im ha'todah tiv'it. Halacha is very much in line with this natural consciousness, tav'a min adam, and it demands of man, lakachat chevel b'maseh b'reshit, participate in creation, to subdue, fill the earth and subdue it. V'yidei kichazu, and by taking part in this creation, creative process, legashem et hatzava giluyi, that's the way he implements and fulfills the revelational command, lachniso l'toch ha'chayim ha'mashiyim ularimo l'sgav plai. And by fulfilling the revelational command and injecting it into concrete life, he uplifts this life into a sublime life, an elevated life. Lo tohu, lo litohu bra. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu Anovi that the world was not created litohu, to be a wilderness, Lashevas Yitzara, but rather it was formed in order that man should live, should settle. And the Rav in his last paragraph in this section says that man is split into two, Adam Mifulag Lishnayim. This was the will of God, the original will of the Creator. Man has to integrate both experiences, both types or categories of consciousness. Now the Rav shows you how if you go to one extreme or the other, it's not good. If man is totally limited to a natural consciousness, and his experience is natural, pnimiyut mu'eret be'ishiyuto, his religious experience flows or emanates from his natural inner personality, and that's it. That's all he has. Azu dome le'ish chiloni, he's like a secular man. Homed michutz l'samchuta shel adat. He really places himself outside of the authority of the law. Klapilaya, but if we take the other extreme, unatultu dat toda'ach havayativ it, he's completely removed from the natural consciousness. Ve'inenu mishazer et chavayato giluyit b'mesechet chavayato ruchanit hakol kolelet. If he dedicates himself totally to the revelational consciousness, without integrating within it the total, all-inclusive spiritual experience that includes the nefesh, the teva of man, his inner personality, then sofol lefrosh min ha'maseh min ha'metziut, at the end of the day, he will be a poresh. He will separate himself and remove himself from practical action and the concrete world. And therefore the Rav concludes that there has to be an integration in Ein Zikat Gomlin Kayemet Ben Shtei Todot Chavayat Chavayat Idealia Hadat Lo Yitkashem. Now in the next section, the Rav opens up an entirely new vesta, a whole new dimension of the distinction between these two types of consciousness. And this will lead him to a discussion about Korach and his machlokas against Moshe Rabbeinu. Chashuv ha'evdel bein ha'chavaya giluyit chavaya sichlit v'yachas l'sheila. This distinction between the two types of consciousness is relevant to the question of exoteric and esoteric badat in religion. In other words, what is the religious experience? Is it exoteric? Are we all equal? Is it democratic? Or is it esoteric? It's limited and circumscribed to the few, to the superior, to the elite. What is our approach to religion? Is it an exoteric approach, or is it an esoteric approach? Ha-chavaya datit ha-sichlit hi tofa'a esoterit. He says that the intellectual religious experience, that natural experience which man, out of his own inner personality, seeks God, yearns for God, that's very esoteric, that's very limited in its scope. Mitzumtzemet b'shut yichidei skula. It is limited to the reshut, to the domain of the few superior elite individuals, yichidei skula, hachayim et ta'alumot havaya al kol yofya usgava, who live within the realm of the mystery of being. In other words, they're very tied to transcendentalism. They experience the beauty of this world, and that experience becomes an uplifted, sublime experience through which they climb higher and higher towards transcendental worlds. Hahamon your average person, asher lo hurgal ha'amik sheila u'michkar, he's not used to deep questioning and chakira, eino yachol lit'om min ha'asis ha'meshaker shel chavaya datit, he cannot taste the wonderful taste, he calls it meshaker, of almost intoxicating, of the religious experience, and let it v'machboy ha'ishiyut haruchanit, that religious experience that is generated and born from the inner, deeper parts of the spiritual personality, v'choteret el ma'avar, which projects beyond the boundaries, shel ha'gvulot ha'mamashi, of the concrete world. In other words, man, if we talk about general man, you know, the rank and file man, he's limited to what he sees in front of his eyes. He takes reality at face value, doesn't ask questions, doesn't delve deeply. He's not interested in raising issues about the mystery and the purpose of life. Ein achida ha'olamit, the universal riddle, that's how the Chazon Ish opens up his book of Amun Bitochon, about the chida ha'olamit, the universal riddle. Mifa'emet b'nefesh ba'ar. Be'er is a boor, you know, someone who's ignorant, who's flat. And the riddle, the mystery of the universe does not tap, it doesn't knock on his heart. V'lo chavayata nisgav v'yofi b'gas haruach. And someone who's a gas ruach, his spirit is coarse, is thick, he doesn't experience that sublime, beautiful thrill. Hamachshava mada'it ba'atzma, even scientific thought, af al kol midot hachinuch v'achidush ha'demokrati v'segav, despite all the advancements of modern democratic man, with the emphasis in education on science and knowledge, nish'eret mechuneset b'shut esoteret, nevertheless, scientific knowledge remains within the realm of the esoteric. What the Rav is talking about science, he's not talking about your high school and college courses, which feed you with information. He means the scientific mystery of the essence of reality. Ein ha'amon ro'et kol ela et kibushei ha'technologim. You know, average man is steeped in the practical aspects, the technological advances of science. That's what interests him, you know, the concrete part. Malhut ha'yitzira be'etzem tarata. If you talk about the essence of the creative process, the created world, of the quality of the revealed world and its purity, smuya me'ayin harabim, it's hidden from the eyes of the many, of the average person. V'lo l'chinam rakmu. Okay, fine, he quotes the Stoics here, the idea of the sage, the chacham. He says the intellectual experience, ha datit sichlit, ha chavaya datit ha sichlit, is mitztamtzemet l'dalat amotav shal yachida mitbodeid atzil harua. So this intellectual religious experience is limited to that very circumscribed reshut, domain, of the lonely individual, meaning lonely not in the sense of loneliness, but in the sense that he's a yachid, he's an individual, he's the yotzei dofen, he's the exception to the rule, he's the atzil aruach, the person of noble spirit. So therefore, again, just to summarize, the religious consciousness, meaning man who yearns for God, who desires and longs for something transcendental, to disclose and reveal the mystery of life and its meaning, he is a unique individual. He is a yachid. This is not for the Rishus HaRabim. This is not exoteric. But, in contrast, in the next paragraph, HaMunah HaGiluyit, revelational consciousness, on the other hand, the faith in God that's predicated on God's revelation, on Maimon Har Sinai, for example, Machriza al ofya ha-exoteri. Now we're talking about something that's exoteric. Religion is for everyone, for the entire people, for the masses. Ein hi makira. She, meaning this kind of an emunah, does not recognize any sort of a preference for the noble spirited Hakel mitgale me'evra li yeshut breshit, God who reveals himself beyond the realm of physical reality. When God reveals himself, michutz l'tchuma shel hakara, mashve katan u'gadol, he equates the great with the small. Hafilosof im mitumtam halev, hamada'i im habur. Everyone is equated. Kulam omdim, everyone is standing. Mukhei timahon. That's an interesting phrase, mukhei timahon. I guess you'd say overwhelmed. Halumei chazon. They are absolutely struck by the vision and the revelation. Lifnei apela hanochach machrishim ladat ma dvar Hashem. They stand silently, awestruck, waiting to hear the content of the divine revelation. Here, ein hevdel kishronot intellectualim o kochot ha-nefesh ma'alim v'lo moridim. It's absolutely irrelevant what your intellectual capacity is, what your kisharon intellectuali or kochot ha-nefesh, or your spiritual, or that which comes from your soul. What are your capacities? What level are you on? Are you coarse? Are you reaching out to the sublime? It's irrelevant. Hashem mofia ba'adar ga'onol yitzir kapav matil alav marut. God reveals himself in his wonder and in his genius to creation and imposes his authority over the created being. Mi zeit ga'el lifnei Hashem? Can anyone pride himself in the presence of God? And he quotes the famous Chazal within the Mechilta regarding the Kriyas Yamsuf experience. Ras Hashim Chal Yama Shalom Roy Yecheskel B'Mara Anavua. I'm not exactly sure why the Rav at this juncture quotes the episode of Kriyas Yamsuf. He's just using that, I think, dramatically to indicate that every Jew has the potential for prophecy. But I believe that the emphasis of the Rav in this context is on Maimed Har Sinai, not Kriyas Yamsuf. The revelation and the giving of the law, the authority of God, that experience is Maimed Har Sinai, and it's universal for every single Jew, no matter what level he's at. It's democratic, if you will. And therefore the Rav concludes this by saying, Rav Tov HaTzafun LiReyav Muvtach L'Chol Yachid V'Yachid. And the promised reward for those who will fulfill the content of Revelation is promised to every single individual. Not yichidei skula, but rather kol yochid v'yochid, sheyaseh ritzon, whoever fulfills the divine will. Hagilui mafkia zchut aristokratia datit. Revelation completely undermines any aristocratic claim in a religious context. Kulam korim lifnei hadar gaon Hashem. All bow down in front of the grandeur and the majesty of God. And therefore, since on the one hand, natural or intellectual consciousness is esoteric, whereas revelational consciousness is exoteric, the integration of these two that we spoke about over and over again really define the very thread or the very essence that ties together the religious experience. שני הכיוונים הללו חשובים מאוד לחוויה דתית, אי אפשר לוותר על אף אחד מהם. There's no way we can waive the significance of either the esoteric or the exoteric in religion. Religion becomes impossible without both. מצד אחד הדת היא קניינו של הכלל. On the one hand, it's clear that religion belongs, it's in possession of every member of the community. Kol heida yesh lo chelek olam haba. He's paraphrasing the Mishnah at the beginning of the last parak of Sanhedrin. Ubeemunah mevi'ah l'chayei ha-netzach. Religion guarantees for every single individual the faith experience that will bring to eternal life. That's on one level. And then skipping for a moment to the next paragraph, mitzad acher. But on the other hand, gam adat tzricha laknot efshagut aliyah ruchanit individualit la'adam mitbodeid bishiyuto v'yichiduto gadol heitzav rachav adat. So on the one hand, we said that religion is the possession of the entire community to everyone. And yet on the other hand, religion has to also provide the opportunity for an individual, insofar as he's yichide skula, because he's a person who can, on his own, break through the limitations of concrete existence, and through his knowledge, and through his dedication to seek out God, with his very unique subjective personality, he has to achieve something very unique within the religious experience. And then it becomes esoteric. So the Rav says that religion, going back to the paragraph that we began with, he eina mitafnukei ha'adam. Interesting. Pinuk means some sort of a luxury. Religion is not a luxury for man. That if he wants to take part in it and cling to it, it's up to him, he can make that decision. That's not the perspective of Toda'a Giluyit. But rather the source of man's experience, of man's existence. Religion is the source of basic existence as a human being. In other words, religion shapes man. And therefore, every single member of the community must participate in the religious experience. It's not a luxury item. It's not something that he can either take or reject, because it's basic. It really defines the essence of man as a living personality, as a reality, as a human being. His experience is designed by religion. It's shaped by religion. And the primary goal of life is eternal life. And for that, every man needs religion and depends upon it for his existence, for his eternal existence. The Rav says, Ein adat foselet minchat hayachid, although religion doesn't disqualify the gift or the contribution of the individual, but yet haviyato mitgabeshet al yadam mekabelet tikuna hamekori kinyan chaye netzach. Kemuvan shezchut yachid yichud adam vekinyano benetzach lo nimsra rak lebale aliyah. The right of man to acquire eternity was not given over specifically to a limited few, to Bnei Aliyah, to those who ascend to higher realms, ki im l'chol ha-tzibur, rather to the entire community. Hakol mishtatfim b'pulah datit ha-goelet et ha-adam. Every individual member of the community will participate in the religious experience which redeems man. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba. Harbei parshiyot sheba Torah nitnu b'lashon rabim. Although, if you remember, the Gaon says that when it's written in Lashon Rabim, it's really addressed. It's addressing itself to every single individual. But that doesn't contradict what the Rav is saying, because indeed every individual is being called upon by the authority of the Torah and the revelation to achieve chayi netzach. Hakol lo yotzei min hakal mechuyavim lekayem mitzvoteha, v'kulam mishtatfim b'ota midah b'kedushat Yisrael atziburit. Here the Rav is already setting the tone for the anti-Korach argument here, that there is such a thing, and Korach is right, as a Jewish community, a holiness which is bestowed upon and inherent in the Jewish community as a whole, and every individual, insofar as he's part of that Jewish community, is commanded to observe the law of the Torah, and he is granted with his inherent kedusha, his sanctity. So every individual participates in religious experience and is guaranteed redemption, a place in the world to come. So the Torah, in many different parashios, in so many sections, addresses every single individual member of Klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, as we said before, Yadus also provides a special, unique opportunity for individual man, who's the exception, who's the Yechidei Skula, who has the capacity for spiritual ascent that exceeds beyond that of the masses. He stands alone with a very unique individual contribution, his own personality, his extensive Yediyas HaTorah, his knowledge of the Torah, a person who looks out at the universe with a desire to break and pierce through the limited physical universe and achieve something transcendental, to enter into those divine, infinite expanses of outer space, if you will. And the Rav says that Judaism accepts the individual offering, Minchat Yachid. Neshama Chanuna, a soul, which is Chanuna, I guess you'd say, is graced, Milashon Chen, Mukrenet bi'ora netzach, which has a certain radiance of the light of eternity, tzmeat elokim, thirsting for God. So such a person is unique. He's endowed with spiritual depth. He can detach himself from the experience of the masses. And his individual mincha, his contribution, is not rejected. On the contrary, he has a unique place within Knesset Yisrael, within the community of Israel. V'eini mekapechet schar briyah, nor does God reject the reward, the chance for reward, of an individual, hanigeshet elokim mitoch yichud, who approaches God out of his own subjective individuality, is unique, she'ifa makorit, his original aspiration, v'ratzon, and will, im ha'moach ha'go'oni sho'ev el chavayat ha'netzach ve'ein sof, if the genius mind aspires to achieve the experience of netzach, of infinity, mitoch pelach chukiyut kozmit, out of a wonder, and he wonders about, he's nispoil about the cosmic chukiyut, regularity, I guess you'd say, then in such a case, he has the right to achieve sublime goals, and he will be duly rewarded as such. He says, "Mitoch hanisgav yafish tzadik yirei Elokim, mitoch todat tov vera bala mistogin, mitoch hagashat kirvat Elokim kmusa ustuma, kasher yamik v'yarchivu et estaklutam helokit v'et hesegea, kach titmalena chaviyoteihem shvat hod pnimi, chedva chishit v'itlavut kodesh, tavo aleihem bracha." very poetic language here. The Rav, when the Rav describes these Yirei Elokim, these tzaddikim, these God-fearing individuals who achieve a close relationship with Almighty God and somehow derive that connection from the beautiful world, from what they see as the world of good and evil, of justice. Or, for example, the Rav touches on the experience of the mystic here, who has a sense of reaching out to the hidden God. All these types and these individual expressions of linking into divinity, when they become more profound and they contemplate Hashem, these achievements, these experiences are filled with a certain kind of joy that the Rav describes here. Hod pnimi, chedvat hitlavut hakodesh. And the Rav says, let it be a blessing upon them. God will bless them. And the Rav now turns to the parasha of Korach. Because now that we've established that on the one hand, the religious experience is democratic, it's exoteric and not esoteric. It touches on the sanctity of every individual member of the community. But on the other hand, a religious perception that's enriched and deepened by a very subjective Yechidei Sgula kind of spiritual genius of the great thinkers, we now begin to understand the Maso Matan between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Imrat Korach v'chal tov ki kol ha'ida kulam kedoshim u'betocham Hashem. That statement, that declaration of Korach, the democratic statement that the entire community is holy, miktzata emetu miktzata sheker, it has some truth to it. Hayesod ha'amiti, fundamentally he's right. His conclusion, his maskana, haita, sheker was incorrect. Nachonu, he's right. Ki akdusha chitzonit, ha-exoterit, shal klal yisrom, chayevet et kol echad mitan vasiyat ha-mitzvot, ve'inam avdila ben katan ve'gadol. This external kedusha, meaning insofar as I am part of Knesset Yisrael, I am the offspring of the Avos, this external Kedusha, which represents the Kedusha of the entire Kahal Yisrael, which generates a Chiyuv, Asher Kitsharim Itzosev Itzivanu, that is, insofar as I am a member of Klal Yisrael, I'm obligated to perform all the mitzvot of Hashem, and there's no distinction here between the great and the small, it's exoteric. Baram, however, HaKedusha Pnimit, there is also an individual sanctity, which is internal. Ha-esoterit, which is esoteric, tluya b'gadlut ha-adam, and it's a function or an expression of the greatness of man. In other words, kol sha-adam gadol, kedushata gadola. Insofar as man is greater, his sanctity is greater. The greater the person, the greater is his sanctity. Harbei parshiyot shebatorah nemru b'lashon yachid. Many of the sections of the Torah were addressed to the individual. Again, not the individual as the Gaon would see it, representing the tzibur so much. The individual, meaning the yachid in the yachid askula. Hachavaya pnimit yachidahi. The inner experience is a singular one. Ein chavayat ruvein doma lechavayat shimon. You cannot compare the Vilna Gaon to some rank and file citizen. Hashoni shabahavayot, shebechavayot. The fundamental difference in experiences, yotzeret shoni b'kedushot ha-yechidim, reflects itself in different holinesses, different levels of sanctity to different individuals. And that's something that Korach denied. Yes, it's true. Fulfillment of the mitzvot Hashem is given to everyone. However, even though that dimension of Judaism is exoteric, mirei shitat, so far from beginning to end, hitkashmut halacha al yidei talmud torah amoku makif chatiranu azal tokiv shenon shel olam mesura lebnei aliyah. But on the other hand, the fulfillment of the halacha through a deep knowledge and grasp of Torah, through Torah study on a deeper level, something that is comprehensive and penetrates below the surface, that's only given to the B'nai Aliyah, to the individuals, to the elite, not to the masses. Bershut zu, ef shalash votet agon mi Vilna, imaratz ana shoev mayim mi Vilna. You cannot compare the greats and the giants to the rank and file, yichidim mitnasim al kal Hashem. The individual members do exceed and raise themselves above the kahal, the community of Israel. These are the leaders. The Rav once compared that to the single, according to those which are single blue thread of tcheles and the tzitzis. Adam chay im hatzibur b'sha'at ma'aseh mitzvot ha'pashut yisod ha'kiyum ha'dati u'bulta sha'ah hu mityached im kono b'shar yichud ha'maaseh. In other words, those people who raise themselves above the community lives in a different realm. On the one hand, he performs the mitzvahs together with the community. He enjoys participation in the basic religious performance of the commandments. Yet at the same time, he has a certain relationship with his borei, which goes beyond and is much deeper, more profound. That's the realm of, the Rav calls it, Dal Aramot Shishiyut Galmuda, when the four cubits of the lonely personality, who pareshet min hatzibur, who's separate from the community. So the great of Israel, on the one hand, participate together with the community, on the other hand, they separate themselves and stand out from the community. And now we begin the next chapter, chapter 8. The Rav calls it Lev Mitnachem. Hayadut Omeret Piluga Rishiot Shel Bakashat Elokim V'Gilui Elokim U'Rak Hashichval Yona B'Todat Elokim. This separation, this distinction between the two forms of religious experience, the revelational experience on the one hand, and the bakashat Elokim, man's inner quest for God, on the other hand, this is just one layer of our todah Elokit, of our awareness of God. We have to go even deeper. Kishanu ma'amikim v'yordim l'nivchei todah zu, when we go deeper, below the surface, to become even more and more aware of the complexity of religious experience, anumotzim shichva acheret legamrei, we discover a different layer entirely. Hagisha v'abricha gam yachad mitalot behod ruchani volot mimamakeh ativiyut l'mromei tfisa antologit metaphysit. He says that this approach of gisha ubricha, on the one hand, man comes close to Hashem, on the other hand, he runs, he flees from God. Together, they raise the religious experience to a higher level. And he calls it we'll read here in the translation, just give me a minute. He says, raise the spiritual gradually, ascend from the depths of nature to the heights of ontological and metaphysical conception. We'll see what this means. Avat haschar upachad haonesh, on one level, or more of a pragmatic level, man desires reward, he fears punishment. Tunei to altit, it's very pragmatic. But these hofchot ava v'yirah, these now become transformed and upgraded into love and fear. So we've spoken about midat harachamim and chesed, midat hadin v'mishpat, you know, divine grace on the one hand and divine punishment and demands on the other. Now we're speaking in terms of Ava V'Yira. And this entire chapter is going to be dedicated to those two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, as two distinct experiences. These are what we call mysterious experiences, transcendental experiences of Ava V'Yira. And here, the contrast between justice and mercy takes on a new appearance. And here the Rav goes into a deep philosophical presentation based on primarily on the Rambam at the beginning of Yesod HaTorah, in which God is the creator of the universe. God is Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, He's the original cause. Reshit Yediyato Shel Adam, the most fundamental knowledge that man can have, awareness that man can have, is Hakarat Mitzui Rishon Kimakayem Kol Okakar, that God is responsible for all of existence. Yodea Adam Et Yisoda Yisodot, and here the Rav quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Yisod HaTorah, that the fundamental knowledge and the basic principle, sheyesh sham matsui rishon, that there exists the first existing being, the hu mamtzi kol nimtza, who is responsible for bringing every existing thing into existence, anything living in the higher worlds, the angels, or in the lower worlds, or in the human worlds, in the middle, lo nimtzu ela mi'amitat hi matz'o. They only exist as a result of His, capital H, His true existence. Hamitziyut hamitit hi mitziyut eloka. The only true existence is the existence of Almighty God. Hayitzirah hi prishat mashu mitoch cheko shel ein sof. What is existence? Existence is the prishah, which I guess is the separation, or the when something comes forward, it issues forward from the chayk of Ein Sof. Ein chavayat olam nifrad amitkayem lumat elokim. In other words, in the presence of God, there is no separate world that exists. Anything is impossible because God is absolute. Kimo shehu b'fnei atzmo efsharit. In other words, the existence of the world as a separate, independent, existing being or entity is impossible in and of itself. Ha'todat ha'logit ha'bilti emtzait moda she'ein mitziut mi'baladei Elokim. In other words, the awareness of being demands the conclusion that there is nothing in existence other than God Himself. A metaphysica shall sefer gula mitbateit b'mamar. Sefer gula is a reference to Sefer Shmos. The essential or the quintessential lesson in metaphysics, in philosophy of the book of Shmos is Eya Sher Eya. And this is a pasuk in Shmos Paragimel, in which Hashem reveals Himself to Moshe Rabbeinu as Eya Sher Eya, I am that I am. Hineni mechuyav hamitziyut, which means that I am the absolute existence. I am necessarily in existence. B'chol makom shetimtza havaya, whenever existence exists, anything that is a being, targish harat mitziyuti hayechida, you will find the sole existence of God. When God says, let there be, in other words, he creates, shalguf nistar sofi, of finite being, let there be something finite, mitgaleha eheye shal anochi abilti sofi. There is a revelation of the I am that is eternal and infinite. Hayehi shel sheish yemei breishit mamshich amidato, the let there be of creation, of the 6 days of creation, continues to exist, mamshich amidato, continues to exist, mishum she eheyeh, Shel ha'esh hasneh, because the I will be that revealed, that was revealed to Moshe at the sneh, mitchasef mitocho, reveals itself from within it. Elokut hi hamitziyut ha'torah mamtzi'ah v'kolelet hakol. Divinity, or the deity, is the pure existence which gives forth to all existence and includes, encompasses everything within it. Zikat Elokim la'olam, God's relationship to the world, to the created world, einan itfeset, cannot be grasped. Rak b'hagdara shel siba u'mesovev, cannot be limited to siba u'mesovev, to cause and effect. Yesh b'yoter mize, but rather it has more within it. Mitgalemet hi b'shefa tadir shel hanakat havaya. The concept of God's relationship to the world really reflects itself in the continuous creation of the world. In other words, the establishment of existence, or the bestowal of existence, of being, to everything that's created, is something that's continuous. That's what we say in Davening Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tov in Maaseh Bereishis. So we're going way beyond just cause and effect. In other words, God caused everything to existence. But beyond that, what's reflected here is a shefa tadir, an ongoing process of creation. Hanakat havaya, which bestows existence upon all existing beings. Ha'itzur ha'yachasi nechtzav mitzur ha'mukhlat. Okay, that's a very dramatic, poetic statement. He says that the creature, the relative creature, in other words, as opposed to the absolute creature, is yun out of the rock of the absolute being of God. Ein kiyum b'li Elokim. There's no existence without God. V'ein mitziyut l'lo histamchut b'Elokim. There is no reality without relying on God. L'fichach moshech Elokim acharav et ha'yitzur nechsaf l'kiyum shalem. In that sense, man is drawn to God. Man, as the created creature, is drawn to God, because man has a yearning, nichsaf, kesef means a longing, l'kiyum shalem, for a complete existence, from ragish b'rekanut mitziyuto v'atlut havyato ha'muchashit, and created beings sense the emptiness of their own being, and their dependence upon absolute being. Elokim hu Elokei ha'olam, Kiyotzro va'adono. On the one hand, God is called Elokei Olam, meaning He's the creator, He's the master of the universe. Avlu gam kel olam, which refers to that relationship that we described before between the created world and God. Olam mizdaveg imado. The world connects to God. Hayehi shokea be'eheye ha'el al-sofi ha'mitpashet hitpashtut shel chesed. So yehi means it shall be, now becomes submerged into the infinite eheye, I shall be, which pervades the world. Shifat adam matzav zeh eina she'ifa avdimonit. Shifa antologiti chereg noaz hu la'alot min ha'ayin el halokim ato'en v'sovel hakol v'kolel at hakol u'manik havayal hakol u'fichach mipnei shu yodea atzmo yodea hakol shakol nismach lo behavayato. Rav is describing man's desire or aspiration for existence, right? There's ayin, there's nothingness, and then there's God, who carries everything and includes everything and generates existence to everything. And here the Rav quotes the Rambam, very esoteric Rambam, who says, knowing himself, he knows everything. And what's crucial here is that everything is totally attached to God. God's Eheye pervades the entire world. Man has to cling to God. That's called Kel Olam. The world bonds with God. and God is absolute existence that generates existence. Everything that exists has to cling to God, to attach to His being in order to exist. Otherwise, man can't rise up from nothingness to existence. So it seems that in this sense, man is very close to God. He's bonded with God. But mitzad acher, says the Rav, helokim amistater v'shafir chavyon soteret hakol. The paradox here is that God negates everything. In other words, within the presence of God, nothing exists. Stimadikol stimin muvda ram v'nisa sholel kol mitziyut gluya. The Rav is very Kabbalistic here, and he says that God is beyond obscurity. He's separate, He's elevated, He's exalted, and He denies any other reality that claims existence. And basically, He, Almighty God, will convert anyone or anything that declares existence, I exist, into chaos. And basically he denies anyone's claim to independent existence. And here the Rav actually quotes the Zohar, Kulei Kola Gabe, which means everything is nothing for him, Helokim Hu Harishon Acharon, God is the first and the last, Echad V'gam Yachid, He's the one and the unique. In the context of His uniqueness or His unity, nothing else could exist. He basically vitiates all other existence, yachasi o muchlat, whether it be relative or absolute. Hashem hu levado vein havaya zulato. God alone exists. There is nothing exists beyond Him. And from this context, the concept that we described before of man bonding or the creation bonding with God, El Kel Olam, is absolutely impossible. And basically, the conclusion is Ein Olam Kayam Klal. This is the paradox, because the universe cannot exist at all. On the one hand, God gives existence, grants existence, generates existence. On the other hand, nothing exists. What a paradox. Olam nifrad amitkayem l'umat elokim miyusar al pu'ulat tzimtzum mistogit shel havaya ha'amitit achida ve'echida. He says that the concept of a separate universe, meaning of a created universe that exists independent of God, can only be based on the concept of tzimtzum. This is a Kabbalistic concept in which God somehow withdraws Himself, distances Himself from creation. So that distance itself is what gives existence its ability to exist. So that's tzimtzum. But on the contrary, if man is close to God, he's in the presence of God, insofar as man becomes close to God, then because of the infinite expansion of the Creator, there's no place for any creature to exist. The infinite just annihilates the finite. Ha'ein sof bolea umevatel et ha'sofiyut. Zoi mishva'a metamatit. He has an arithmetic formula here. Ki al sofit v'sofiyut equals al sofiyut. Infinite plus finite equals infinite. Because he can't add anything. Ki mayesh lo sif al sofiyut. What can you add to infinite? And therefore we're left with the following conclusion. That if man aspires to being, then on the one hand, he can only fulfill that aspiration by coming close to the source of being, to the infinite, but that leads man to eradicate his existence. Because in the presence of God, there is an infinite expansion of the Creator, and there's no place for any creature to exist.
That's the paradox here. Chereg ha'adam la'asig havaya shleima, the desire, the aspiration of man to achieve complete existence, ha'mitkashem al-yidei hitkarvut, which can only realize itself through getting close to God, el mekar havaya, el ein sof, meviyat ha'adam, that very act of hitkarvut, paradoxically brings man l'chisul avayato asofit, to complete annihilation or eradication of his finite existence, al yidei dveikuto b'al sofiyut, when he clings to the infinite. This is the Rav's philosophical, let's say, deeper level of understanding the dichotomy that we spoke about between man's quest for God, his desire, his yearning to come close to God on the one hand, on the other hand, the revelation of God, which causes man to run away from God, right? To be boreach melokim. That's what the Rav said at the very beginning of this paragraph when he spoke about hitkarvut and hitrachakut, about, on the one hand, man's desire to come close, bakashat elokim, and on the other hand, man's brecham elokim. On the one hand, man's love of God, his ava, and on the flip side, his awe, or his yira. This antinomy, which we described earlier as chesed and din, right, midas hadinu, midas harachamim, now takes on a whole new guise. Now, midas harachamim is man's desire to cling to Hashem, to gain existence from God, but the flip side of it is man's awe of God, his need to run away from God, because in the close presence of God, as a finite being, he has no existence. His being itself is eradicated because he cleaves to the infinite. And Rav Shem will pick up this paradox in greater depth when we continue in this chapter next time.